Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we've got news for you, Joe.
Well, yeah. Disturbing news yesterday that state auditors can't account for over $100,000 from a special fund to help first responders and teachers who were at Sandy Hook on that awful day 7 years ago. House Republican leader Themis Claridis talked about it yesterday, and we have the leader on. Madam Leader, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
This is a disturbing story in so many ways.
Really, yeah.
What is it that has caught your attention to the point where you spoke out about it yesterday?
Well, just so people understand, once the Sandy Hook tragedy occurred, we did several things on the state level to try and help the victims and the families. And one of the things we set up was the Sandy Hook Workers Assistance Program, which was supposed to be a program to help the actual first responders, whether they be police, fire, teachers, people that were on site that day.
Right.
And it was supposed to be administered by the state of Connecticut, the Office of Victim Services, and this is private money. It's important to know it wasn't state money. It was donations.
Okay. Okay.
And in 2015, their obligation was done, and they were supposed to choose a charity to take it over and administer. And that charity they chose is the charitable arm of the AFL-CIO called the United Labor Agency, the ULA.
Okay.
And there was about $300,000 total donated into that fund. And when they took it over in 2016, there was $103,000 remaining. And since they took it over, a couple people have been paid out of it to the total of about $6,000. And then there were administrative costs, about $6,000. So if you do simple math, $103,000 in it. They've used about 12. You know, how much money? I mean, there was 115 in it. They used 12. There should be about $103,000 in it, and we found there was only $16,000 in it. So the state representative from Newtown, Mitch Belinsky, was contacted along with Senator Wong by a constituent, and they started looking into it. They went to the Attorney General's office about 8 months ago, and he did what he said was an investigation or looked into it, and the conclusion was, and I quote, "This is resolved to our satisfaction." Now, I'm not a high finance person, but I know is if $103,000 is missing, I would like to know why. That would not be resolved to my satisfaction.
What, may I ask you a question? What would the $103,000, you said some was taken out, but what did the money go toward? What was it intended to go towards?
Well, that's an excellent question. So then we took it to the state auditors, which is a nonpartisan group that audits state agencies, and they concluded the other day that there is a problem and they don't know where the money is. So that's why we did this press conference yesterday to bring this to people's attention. So the problem, Ray, is we don't know where the money went. We don't know what they spent it for, if they spent it on anything. As soon as this organization, the ULA, was informed by the auditors, which is how they operate, that this was going on, Their response was, okay, we're not going to argue this, which means they acknowledge it, we'll pay it back. Right, that's wonderful, they're paying it back, but we still don't know where the money went and why it didn't stay in there. I mean, this is for victims of one of the biggest tragedies in this country,
yeah.
And the money was, in the best case scenario, that money was moved around. I mean, this is a charitable arm of the AFL-CIO, so I would assume that they have other charities that they're involved with. I mean, Bernie Madoff said he'd pay the money back, I guess, too, right? But that didn't make a difference.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly. And when
it's not just enough for me, and I think for most people to know, we'll put the money back in there. Why did it come out, and where did it? What did it get used for? I think this is a serious situation.
Right. No, I would agree. We would agree. I mean, it's nice that you're going to put the money back. Why did it come out in the first place, and why did it take so long for this to come out?
And why did it not get put back until somebody was caught?
Well, right, yeah, until their hand was caught in the cookie jar. That's, you know, that's that's very upsetting. And now I read in this in the story with MSW where Attorney General Tong yesterday talked about the fact that they need to help understand how the funds were spent. So he's obviously on board with this now. But you say a month ago it was audited and it was, you know, we've reached restitution on this.
I mean, here's my problem. And I serve with Attorney General Tong, and I'm not questioning his motives in any way. However, this was a conversation with Representative Belinsky and the Attorney General's office for 7 months. That was the first place that we went to. We went to the Attorney General's office. And when you get the answer, it is resolved to our satisfaction. Tell me why that. How come it was resolved to your satisfaction when you wrote the letter a month ago or 2 months ago, and now... Now you're outraged.
Oh, God.
Right. That seems to be
What's
a little...
What's the difference? There's nothing that's changed. The circumstances are the same. Quite frankly, the findings of the state auditors are basically the same findings that the Attorney General's office got when they started investigating it. There is $103,000 missing. This is not complicated. Where did it go?
Right. Exactly.
We should have gone to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, we should. You know what? If they gave it to Salvation Army, we would have been okay with it. Let me ask your opinion, your quick opinion. Earlier this week, I think we were all stunned when the governor said he wanted to hold a special session before Christmas, four special sessions, but particularly to solve the transportation issue. We had a Democratic representative from Simsbury on yesterday who says there's got to be town hall meetings before this is done. I would think you support that wholeheartedly.
Of course. I mean, he wants special session and 89 other things done next week, and I would like to move to Bali and have somebody wait on me hand and foot, but neither one of those things are likely going to happen.
Is that job open, by the way, waiting on you hand and foot?
Yeah.
Where do I send my resume?
Interviewing. In all seriousness, I mean, I heard Representative Hampton, and he's right. What he said is certainly what we believe. If you remember, just a month ago, when Governor Lamont came out with his latest incarnation of a tolls plan, I mean, this isn't, you know how he calls it Connecticut 2030?
Yeah.
What he really means is it's tolls 2030.
Of course.
That's a new name to this, tolls 2030, because, you know, you can dress it up, you can do whatever you want with it. This is a tolls plan from beginning to end. And when he put that plan out a month ago, I think, at this point, he... You know, was so excited to put it out, and I appreciated that they finally did some work on this.
Right.
But it wasn't flying, and we had already in the legislature, with the approval of the governor's office, said we're going into session likely the week of the 16th to do the long-awaited restaurant bill fix that's been ready since September, and the hospital negotiation as soon as it was finished, and we can still do that. But to say I'm holding towns and cities hostage over a bond bill that should have been done in June is a cowardly act.
I'm going to interrupt for a minute here. In addition to the tolls, Kevin Rennie writes in The Current this morning that Jonathan Dash is one of his, I guess he being Lamont, one of his staffers, said, you know, we ought to do a mileage tax on cars, too.
I don't know how many different ways the governor can say it or we can interpret it. He said point blank last week about the trucks-only proposal. It's a good start.
Yeah, see, there it is.
Don't need to know anything else. I can talk till I'm blue in the face. He has said it. He keeps lowering the level of tolls only because people won't support it, and he needs a foot in the door.
As it always works.
As it is, yeah.
Be honest about it, okay? It's a good start. Let's get this going, and then we can move it along to where we really want it to be. Well, we don't want it to be that, and we're never going to support that. If they're going to pass this, guys, they're going to pass it totally in a complete bipartisan way. This will be a Republican-Democrat vote. And if that's what they want to do, they better be ready for the ramifications.
Femis, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. House Republican leader Femis Clairdus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.